to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 869 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk about selecting a phenotype. Before we get to that part of the show, I want to send a couple of shout-outs to a few of my good friends on Patreon. Let's send a big thank you shout-out to my buddy Danny Potts. Let's send a fist bump to Roman Roots. And let's wrap it up with a big fist bump and a shout-out to my buddy Wasted Years. Big thanks and big shout-out to everybody who supports the show on Patreon. If you would like to support the show, all you have to do is visit www.patreon.com/growfromyourheart. All of the information you will need will be right there on the screen. I also cordially invite you to join us on the Discord server. That's right. We have updated the vibe on the Discord server. There are new rules on the Discord server. So if you've been stuck on Discord and can't get past that rules and etiquette page, click on the rules and etiquette, click on the new rules and agree to that, and you will be allowed back on the Discord server. If you haven't already joined, I do invite you, come hang out with us. There are a lot of great things on the Discord server. First of all, there is a strain description and a strain report on almost every strain available from IRE Genetics right now. They're in alphabetical order. They're separated by regular and feminized. You can click on those strains and you can see grow reports from the grow community, from the IRE army. You can see pictures, grow details. You can ask questions. You can interact with people that have grown those strains. So if you want full grow reports, full grow details, join us on Discord. Those reports are on the Discord server. There are also a lot of grow guides. There are SOPs on there. Clone care SOP, the STS and reversal SOP is on there. A lot of great things on the Discord server. Also, there are several lounges where you can come smoke and hang out with us. There's a smoker's lounge, a gamer's lounge. Come hang out, join the vibes. We have changed a lot of vibes and a lot of energy in the room lately. I cordially invite you to come hang out with us on the Discord server. There will be a link in the show notes and the video description. Also, there is a link on my website, iregenetics.com. Okay, I feel like I've been rambling for a long time. Let's get out of that. Let's work our way here into the question and answer portion of today's podcast. I did say we're going to talk about selecting a phenotype. I have a question that came from my website, iregenetics.com. This question came from my new friend, Alexander K. The question goes a lot like this. It says, Rasta Jeff, when you are pheno hunting, what parameters do you personally search for in flowers and hash? This is a very good question. So in this episode, we are going to focus on selecting a phenotype for flower. I mainly grow personally for flower. I'm working my way towards growing things for concentrates, but I'm not a concentrate maker. I do love to smoke the concentrates, but I grow mostly for flower. When I do grow the flower gets smoked as flowers. There are plenty of other great concentrate makers out there doing that. Let's stick to the point here. So in this episode, we're going to talk about selecting a phenotype for flower. Now, what do I mean about this? What do I mean by selecting a phenotype? A lot of people might not even know what that means. What am I talking about? When we buy a pack of seeds, whether they are regular or feminized or even autoflower seeds, when you make seeds, depending on the filial generation of how far down those seeds have been bred, when seeds are created, they're going to express different phenotypes when they are grown. So if I take, we're going to say Golden Goat and Daybreaker. I cross those two plants together, that makes my famous strain called Arise. When you grow the Arise F1s, that first filial generation, not all of the seeds look exactly, not all of the plants that come from those seeds will look exactly the same. Some are going to look more like Golden Goat. Some are going to look more like Arise or more like Daybreaker. Some are going to look just like both parents perfectly combined. Some are going to be weird mutants, weird different weirdos, different expressions of the genes, however they collided within that that breeding. Think about families that you know. Think about brothers and sisters that you know. They've got the same parents, but the brother and the sister, they'll have similar characteristics and also very different characteristics. Maybe one of them's got, so we'll say dad's got blue eyes, mom's got brown eyes. Maybe one of the offspring, maybe both of the offspring have brown eyes. That means dad's got a dominant gene that he's passing down that brown-eyed gene. If they both have different color eyes, then nobody's carrying a dominant eye color gene. So it just depends on how the genes collide when the breeding happens. I think I said that correctly. That all came out of the top of my head. Somebody check me on my fucking breeding chart right there with mom and dad and my gene passing theory there. Argue about it in the comments. I encourage you. Educate me, please. If I said something, because I said it really quickly, I'm guessing, second-guessing myself. So a phenotype is just the different expressions of those genetics. Also, it's based on, it could be based on environment. A lot of this could be based on how the plants are fed. So it's the expression of a plant in a certain environment, the expression of that genotype in a specific environment. So we're going to run, we'll say that you got 10. We'll just go with feminized seeds this time. We'll say you got a six-pack of seeds. We're going to see some differences in there. When we grow those plants, we're going to see maybe very drastic differences, maybe very minute differences. Maybe you won't see a lot of visual difference, but when you smoke them, you might notice a lot of aromatic or flavor or effect differences. So a phenotype. A phenotype is the different variation that we're seeing amongst the population in the room. I didn't Google that. I'm just pulling that definition out of what I understand as a grower. That's what a phenotype is to me. When we grow plants, we see different expressions. That is a phenotypical expression. It can change if we take the same clone and grow it in a different room, we'll see different expressions. That's a whole nother thing to fucking talk about. So how do you find, or how do I find, when I'm hunting, what parameters do I personally search for when finding a phenotype? One thing I want to touch on is when I started putting strains out on the internet and talking about strains that I've bred, I highlight specific phenotypes that I have found amongst these seed packs or amongst these breeding projects or amongst the progeny of cultivars. I'm just trying to use big words at this point. I have given some of these phenotypes, like people know about the mean girl phenotype, and people know they're just certain phenotypes that come from certain plants. They've been given names and labeled. They've gotten well known. I like doing that. That's really cool. There's the painted lady cut of the Afterglow, which has gotten famous at this point, kind of. That's the painted lady cut. It's got its own name because it came from the painted lady. So those cuts they get their own names. But what I saw the downside to that is now sometimes you guys will run a pack of seeds and you'll be looking for the phenotype that I liked, which is super cool. I bred it. I understand why you want the one that I liked, but I'm not going to smoke the pack that you're growing. You are. So find the phenotype that you like. I appreciate, I love, I respect, I admire the fact that you guys want to find the phenotype that I'm smoking and you want to find that one, but what about the one that grows best for you? The way I like to describe it is you agreed when you bought the pack of whatever you got. We'll say Arise. We'll say that Arise, I'm just making shit up as we go here, is Italian food, right? You'll say, you went through the website, you're like, I'm not sure what I want. You settled on a certain pack of seeds for a reason. You're like, oh, it's got this, and it does this. I want this. So you bought it. You know that the thing you want is in that pack of seeds, that you've got the allure already. You're looking at, you've got a taste. You've got an idea of what you want. You have to find the phenotype that your brain makes you think you want. The way I describe it is that Arise is Italian food, right? You're scrolling around. You're like, what restaurant do I want? Ooh, Italian food sounds good. You've settled on Italian. Now the phenotype is, which dish at that Italian restaurant do I want? Because it's mostly all going to be red sauce. It's going to be noodles, or maybe you want the white sauce and the gnocchi, but it's all going to be Italian. It's going to have that Italian flavor to it. So you bought a pack of Italian food. Now it's just your turn to pick off the menu, the favorite Italian food that you want. The way to do that, don't listen to me. I'm not going to choose it. You don't want me to choose your meal for you. I'm mostly vegetarian most of the time, and I like garlic shit. I like kind of spicy. Put some capers in there. That might not be for you at all. You may be a full red sauce and meatballs kind of guy. I don't judge you. Just don't order my food. I won't order yours. So what I'm saying is don't pick the phenotype that I want. Pick the phenotype that you want. The way to do that is to grow those seeds. Grow them. And I highly recommend grow them all in the same conditions. You can't tell what's standing out. You can't tell who's better if you didn't give everybody the same thing. If you gave this one plant Recharge, you gave this one Grow Dot, you gave this one Green Sensation, of course you're going to see different shit. Give them all the same exact thing. Do the pheno hunt. So grow your plants until you can get a clone. Take two or three clones off of every plant. Label your plants. I like to give them numbers or letters. Plant one, plant two, plant three. It's not that hard, especially if you're just running small numbers. A six pack of seeds, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, label them. When you take clones, give the clones the corresponding number. Clone one goes with plant one. Clone number two came off of plant number two. Then, now we've got clones for those. Now we've got keepers just in case we do find something phenomenal and we want to run that again. We've got keepers in the clone dome. They're over there waiting for us. We'll pot those later when the time comes. So you run the pack of seeds. You get clones from everybody. Put them into flower. Feed them all the same thing. Take some notes as they're growing. here's where you're going to have two different different opinions. As a grower, there's going to be one phenotype that fucking bangs out for you. It's going to put out all the weight. It's going to be huge. It's going to be frosty. There's going to be another one that smells super good. There's not. Those are never the same fucking phenotype. The super good smeller, the frosty, and the big weight, two different phenotypes. You'll get all three of those traits broken down. Maybe two of those traits into two different phenos, but it's hard to get all three. When you find all three, that's a fucking 10. That's a keeper. So run the pack of seeds. Watch them as they grow. As the grower, take notes. Which one was the easiest or most pleasurable to grow? Also, take notes which one was the most pain in the ass to grow. There will be one that's harder than everybody else to grow. That's just how it goes. One's going to be harder. One's going to be easier. Were those your favorite or least favorite plants to grow? Think about that. Then later on, or also did you get spider mites? Did one handle that better? Did one give you more weight? Did one taste better? Did one give you more trichomes? Did one have just a crazy good fucking smell? Was one indestructible? Did you beat the shit out of the plants and this one just shined through like a warrior? Pay attention to the plants as the grower. Then harvest them. Finish the plants. Grow them to your best possible ability. Then harvest them. Dry them. Cure them. Trim them to the best of your ability. Then have them all in separate jars the entire time. Plant 1 through 6 all in separate jars. All the buds all the way through so that when we smoke them, we can take a bong rip or smoke a bowl or smoke a joint or vape it. However you want to do it. If you're boofing it, whatever you're up to, but take sample number 1, start with the fresh, clear head, first smoke of the day, and take a smoke or a boof of sample number 1 and see what it does to you. Sit there for a minute, taste it. Does that taste real good? Does it taste bad? Does it taste like what I want? Does it taste like something I do not want? Or maybe, does this taste like something I can sell? That might be what you got to worry about. Then enjoy number 1. Take notes if you're that kind of person. Write down your notes. Here's the hard part. Try not to let your bias as a grower come into play as the smoker. You may already be thinking number 2 was the easiest to grow, put out all those trichomes. I want number 2 to be the winner. Don't do that. Separate the grower from the smoker you, and let's just smoke them very discerningly. Smoke number 1, get your judgment. Then the next day, wake up fresh. Whenever you start smoking, smoke sample number 2. Think about it. How does it taste? How does it feel? Is it what I want? Is it not what I want? There's a lot of things that you can think about when it comes to selecting your product. First, you're going to see visually. Is it visually appealing to me? Is it bright green? Is it dark green? Is it blue? Is it black? Weed is crazy colors now. Is it fucking purple? Is it visually appealing? Does it smell good? Not only does it smell good, does it smell like the flavor I was hoping to get out of this package of seeds? Smoke it. Does it taste the way that I was hoping to get out of this package of seeds? The buzz, exactly the same story. How is the buzz? Is this what I want? Are you an indica guy? Is this indica weed? Are you a daytime smoker? Is this going to be good for a daytime smoke? Do you have a medical requirement? Will this meet that requirement? Will this reach your clientele's demands? So think about that as you're smoking it. Work your way through sample 1 through 6. Try them all. Try some with your friends. If you got a couple of good friends at like I've got Mike that would come over if I was like, Mike, we got to do a pheno hunt smoke selection. Mike's fucking, by the time I hung up the phone, the door would open. He'd be like, I'm here, buddy. Let's smoke. Like everybody wants to come help you out with a pheno hunt. So do that. Pay attention to the jars. The first jar to get empty in your pheno hunt is probably the plant that you should keep. That's probably the one you should smoke. The first one to go empty is the one you liked the most. You don't go for your least favorite fucking candy every time. You go for the first favorite candy. If there's a color of whatever you got, some candies in front of you, got a chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, whichever one your favorite is, disappearing first, right? You're going to take that chocolate one every time. Most people are going to be left with strawberry and vanilla and be sad. But that's how you know which one is the best one. That jar that runs out of weed first, grow more of that. That is probably the phenotype that you want. I'm not even looking at the notes. Let me get back on track. Grow the pack. Run them. Do all the same shit to every single one of them. Take a clone from them so that, oh yeah, we've got that clone that we took earlier. That one, maybe two, maybe do like a tiered system, do a bracket match. Start with 6, narrow it down to 2. Take your favorite 2 phenotypes, and if you're allowed to grow 6 plants, cut 3 of each one. If you're allowed to grow, you see the point here, fill half the room with one, half the room with the other, run them exactly the same. Round 2, fight. Let's see who comes out better this time. One of those phenotypes is going to stand out. Now you only got 2 to choose from. Now which jar empties more quickly? Yeah, let's see how that happens. So narrow it down like a cage match. Start with six, then run your favorite two. But you got those clones back there. That's what I was fucking talking about. We got the clones. Keep the clones from your favorite two. We can run that forever. We got a mother plant if you took successful clones. Don't let those clones go away. Take clones, keep cuts. Preservation all the time. You can always have those. Always do your bracket cage match system. So run the pack. Run them all the same. Get your clones. Finish them properly. Smoke them. Enjoy them. Try not to let the grower in you be the judge and let the smoker be the judge, because that's really what matters. That's where the money is. No one's going to see what happens in the grow except you. If one plant yielded you 2 pounds and one yielded 1 pound, I get why that one, even if it fucking smokes the best, you still may have to do some consideration with that if you're a cash cropper. But weigh your pros and cons and see what you got to do. So let me make sure. What are your parameters? Now, I've talked about, I told you how to check yours. I'm going to kind of tell you how I do mine. Most important to me, and I've kind of hinted at this, the most important is buzz and effects, where I'm not smoking just to taste it. I'm not growing to look at it. I am not growing just to post the shit to Instagram. I'm smoking this shit, growing it to smoke it to get high. That's what I'm trying to say here. You take 7 dabs and come to a podcast and don't stutter 7 times. You'll be all right. Most important thing to me is, of course, the buzz. What else matters? We're going to fucking smoke this to get high. That's what I want. So the buzz. Does it have a good buzz, a strong buzz, a long-lasting buzz, and the type of buzz that I enjoy? I like a lot of different buzzes. I like a nice head ringer, something that makes me fucking, like when you're doing a podcast, you think you saw shit moving over there, but there's nothing over there but a wall. But sometimes, bro, shit's moving over there. That's how you know you're smoking good shit, right? Or when you go to Target and you got a shopping cart filled with stuff and something in your head goes, hey, man, we got to leave, man. And you're like, but we're just shopping. And your heart goes, I'm racing, man. We got to go, man. And you just have to leave Target. That's the fucking smoke I love. So if it's got that kind of buzz for me, awesome. Some people don't want that kind of buzz. Some people smoke that buzz and just grab their head and be like, bro, I got to go lay down. Like, it's just not for some people. So does it have the buzz I want? Does that buzz have legs? Does it last a little while for me? I noticed some stuff I could smoke it and I get fucking wrecked for a minute. And I'm like, that was really good weed. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm going to smoke more weed. And I'm just not even high anymore. Like, some weed has no legs is what we call that. The next category that I think I check on, and this is as a smoker. This is not as a grower. I'll talk about as a grower, I guess, next. The next most important thing is flavor and aroma. It's got to taste good. Like, if it doesn't taste and smell good, what's the point? There's so much good shit out there. Why have something that doesn't taste fucking delicious? So it's got to taste good. It's got to burn right. That goes along with it. That's the smokeability, the flavor, the aroma, and overall smokeability. Do I enjoy the smoke? Does it taste good? How does it feel? Some weed will leave a funk on your lips. Some will make your tongue fucking dry and crusty, which sometimes I'll enjoy if it's good weed. The GMO will leave that just coating on your tongue. So we're going, and everybody knows you got truck mouth, and you're like, oh, fuck, my shit is dry, bro. But smokeability, does it burn good? Most of the time that's a dry and cure issue, but some of it, you just don't like the way it even fucking smokes. It gets hot. It doesn't burn well. It's a dry and cure issue, but, flavor and aroma are my next, categories there. Then obviously visual. I talked about that a moment ago. Visuals are a lot of it. Even if the visuals don't have anything to do with how it tastes or how I get high from it, but I like looking at beautiful, photogenic, quality, well-done weed. So first category, buzz. It's got to get me fucking lit up. Second category, flavor. That shit's got to taste good. Third category, it's got to look pretty for the bag. So now let's talk about growth characteristics, and then we're going to get out of this fine show here. Growth characteristics that I do look for in a pheno hunt. Basic shape and structure and frame of the plant. Can it hold itself up? Is it a wispy piece of shit? Is it toppling over? Can it support itself? Is it big enough, strong enough branches to hold gigantic buds? Then the next thing I think about is leaf size and shape, because that's going to indicate a lot of the buzz to me. Like, that tells me, long, skinny leaves, probably fucking crazy sativa, going to give me that fucking blah, 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 blah sort of buzz that I like. Also going to take a while to grow. If it's got those big fat indica leaves, that you could camp under and build a shack with, it's not going to take as long to flower. It's going to give me a nice chilled out sedative buzz. So that's a good hint of what's going to happen. Then bud type and density. How does that bud grow? If it just grows wispy and shitty, I might not want to fuck with it. If it's a nice looking bud, Is it rocky? Is it fluffy? Is it cone-shaped? Has it got a bunch of rocks, a bunch of blockhead at the top? I pay attention to that sort of stuff. Then I want to think about, like, tolerance. Can it handle problems like heat, cool, overfeed, underfeed, forgot to feed, too much humidity, drought, all of the above, problems, whatever you're going to do to it, all the things you've fucked up and forgotten or accidentally did to your plants, how are these going to react? That's what I want to know. Like, because sometimes I'm going to fuck up. I'm a really good experienced grower. Sometimes I fuck up. Sometimes the equipment fucks up. Just shit goes wrong. So are the plants going to handle it if there's a small, medium problem in the grow? Resistance. Then our tolerance was what I was talking about. Now resistance. Do these plants, are they prone to getting insects? There are some strains, they just fucking love bugs. And some strains, Blue Dream is such a shitty strain that spider mites don't even like. And I'm just joking around, you guys. There's a bunch of hate for Blue Dream in the commercial industry. It's just a joke. It's not that bad. But yeah, spider mites don't even like Blue Dream. So there are some cultivars that spider mites won't go toward. And there's some that you could put three cultivars in a room and the mites go, that one. And they just head right for that motherfucker for some reason. So is it resistant to spider mites, thrips, fungus gnats, powdery mildew, bud rot? Is it the right type of, so maybe perhaps you're going to be growing outdoors in a specific climate. Is it the right kind of phenotype for your environment? All my friends on the coast, up in the North Coast, the East and the West, like, do you have something that can handle a lot of fog, a lot of moisture, and finish before I get fucking too wet outside? That's a phenotype that you guys could look for. So those are things that I would pay attention to. The growth, the shape, the structure, a lot of same things I look for when breeding. How does it grow? Is it a pain in the ass? Does it handle my room, my program, my feeding? That's also going to be a big factor because I'm not going to change the entire room for one fucking plant. It's got to fit in, like fit in or get out. That's the way I feel about it. So let me make sure that I have covered all of my notes here because I got a lot of stuff going on. Basically, pick the grow it. Grow that shit. Pick the phenotype that you want. All of the advice that I give you about phenotype, the bottom line is pick the one that you want, the one you love to grow and the one you love to smoke. The bottom line, probably, I must have watched some Stone Cold shit because that's the bottom line and Stone Cold said so. But fucking the end of the day, the empty jar is the one that people like the most, the one that's going to sell the best, that will probably get smoked up and consumed the quickest. So I think I've covered more than enough on how to select a phenotype. This is going to be a quick episode. I'm not even sure how long I rambled. It may be a full-length episode with all the chattery shit going on in my head today. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, pimps, hoes, friends, foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, pheno hunters, all of you beautiful cannabis enthusiasts out there, I want to thank you once again for listening to another fun episode of the podcast. I didn't take many notes, and I talked for a long time. Those are always my favorite shows. I hope you had as much fun as I did. Make sure you check my website, iregenetics.com. Everything you need is there. There's a link to the Discord server. Join us on Discord, like I said earlier. There's a link to iRedirect. At iRedirect, you can get seeds. All seed orders over $100 do come with free shipping. That's right. Over, not even going to edit. Just going to keep cruising. One take. Orders over $100 do come with free shipping at iRedirect.com. There may be some cuts on there when you check that. I'm not sure if the cuts have sold out. By the time you look, there might be some new cuts coming up. Pay attention. Stay tuned. Also, join the newsletter on iRegenetics.com. Just scroll to the bottom. Click Stay Up to Date. Type in your email address. You will be on the mailing list. All right, niece and nephew, that's all I've got for you for this episode. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout-out to Skunk Man Sam. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece in and I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, poke him up, maybe relax.
Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show. From the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, cure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart, it's every day. In the light, we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song.
like a dove. Educate and elevate, join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth, in the soil lies the proof. Rasta Chef will guide you through, in this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way, grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong, join the movement, sing the song. Ooh, 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 ooh. Open minds to see the truth, in the soil lies the proof. Rasta Chef will guide you through, in this garden find the new. Rise up higher.